Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
No frogs here. Just Victoria and Doug on the DJV show. Jennifer off and Kara is off as well. But we are here to bring you value. Conversation that has value. It's good stuff. If I do say so myself, even though I don't know where the for the conversation is going to go. But we're ready to go. And the first item of interest, most people have politics on their mind in one way or another, whether it's serious or not. But the connection between your political point of view, how active you are politically, and your health is a very interesting string. And Victoria has been nosing around, as she usually is. She's pretty nosy, actually. I've heard that from her neighbors. The situation said he wishes you'd stop looking through his back door.
Yeah.
At any rate, what's the what do we have that connects politics and health? Apparently not anything that's good.
Yeah.
No surprise in that.
That's true. A new study that came out of the University of Nebraska this week shows that large numbers of American adults see politics as exacting a significant set of costs on their social, emotional, psychological, and even physical health. That is a direct quote from the lead author. Now, the numbers, they say, this is coming from the political science, the scientists from the University of Nebraska. They say that the numbers really surprised them. They said, if these numbers are accurate, people are basically reporting that engaging in politics is creating something of a public health problem. Those effects from this study run the gamut from lost friendships, which we've heard so many stories about.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a Republican for a friend.
Well, people get into arguments, and a lot of friendships have ended. You know, a lot of Facebook friendships have ended, friendships in real life have ended. So they say that lost friendships are a huge part of this. People have thought about moving either to a different state or a different country, that's something that stresses people out. And the most severe of all, even thoughts of suicide. So they say that these numbers have really, they're just staggering. So they say that they obviously are, because the results really surprised them, they're going to be looking into doing even more of a specific sampling.
This group?
Same group. They said they also looked at survey data collected in March of 2017. That was 800 Americans at the time participated in the survey. And they found that survey included 32 questions that delved into how people thought about politics, how it affected their physical health, mental health, how they regretted behaviors, social and lifestyle costs.
Did you ever get into a fight with a friend over politics? Ever?
Not into a fight, but I've certainly had some disagreements.
Well, did you lose any friendships because of your strident political points of view?
No, I haven't lost, because all of our friends are pretty much, we're all in the same boat. Some of us get a little,
beg the question that you have friends only who agree with you?
I consider Jennifer to be one of my closest friends, and she and I don't agree on politically on anything, really.
I have family members,
you know, I have family members, all of my in-laws think Trump is the greatest thing in the world.
Well, doesn't Fancy Nancy, your mother, doesn't she? She's not on the same page as you are, is she?
Absolutely. No, absolutely.
Oh, is she? Oh, I didn't
know
she was.
Absolutely.
That's the thing about Jennifer. Her father and she and her father are on the same page politically. Her mother couldn't be more different. Couldn't.
Her mother and my mother would love each other.
Really? Okay.
Yes. But we have family members, like all of my in-laws are super on the right. My immediate family is on the left. Other members of the family are in the middle. So we've got like a whole big mixed bag, but some of our friends have my sister-in-law is very, as you say, strident. She is very passionate about her political views, and she has definitely had some issues losing people.
It's a great,
not that she considers it a loss, but
no, but it's a great exercise thinking about how you value the friendships that you have and your family. I'm just thinking, I don't know. My mother died in 1971. She was 50, and I couldn't tell you that I knew anything about her politics. Then, I'm thinking back, my father would have voted as a Republican most of the time. But my mother, even though she was a Midwest, I don't know. I honestly, as I think here about it, don't know. We never, ever had a political conversation. We didn't have a conversation about much of anything.
I think that's different now. I think you can't get away from it.
That's what you're talking about. It's not healthy to have this stuff on your mind all the time. It eats away at your psyche. It eats away, and it's the spirit-mind-body connection that is... You've just outlined perfectly what there is about politics. It eats away spiritually. People get into this conundrum because they may like somebody, but they know it's not good. I mean, there's on both sides, there's something to like or not like about anybody. You can always find that. Trump isn't all bad, and somebody else isn't all good. It just, that's not the way it is. But people tend, because of
but
the
some
news
people
media...
see that, though, definitely.
Yes, absolutely. How could you... Where was I the other day? Oh, I was at my sister's house. I was at my sister's house for dinner. And I brought up... There was something that came about local politics, and then there was something happening that day that her husband and I, he always has been, and I think he still is a closet right winger. He just doesn't. My sister was a right winger, and she's changed. And anytime you ring up Trump, it becomes not objective. It becomes a silly conversation because of what I just said. Not everybody is all bad, nor is everybody anybody all good. Just doesn't work that way. So it's really interesting to see how
that stuff... I don't know that it's specific. Well, he is very polarizing, Trump.
Oh,
so there are
people
horribly
who
feel... But I think it's in general. I think it's a lot of certain issues that really stress people out, too. Like, this study showed that 40% of the respondents said that politics was a major stressor in their life. 1 in 10 said that it had already adversely affected their physical health. 1 in 5 said that politics had caused them to lose sleep. Also, 1 in 5 reported... that politics causes them fatigue during the day, and 4% reported that politics had caused them to be suicidal at one point or
right.
another.
So here's
that's
maybe
bad.
This is
that's really
this,
bad.
This could be partially how this weaves into people's attitude toward Trump and toward politics in general, because we all know that it's go back to Clinton in the era when Carville said it's the economy, stupid, and it really is. How far does your money go, and where does it go? How do you spend your money? What are the requirements for you in order to sort of live a good life? I think that the people that are Trump supporters acknowledge that he thinks he's God's gift to the stock market. So what happens if he's to be impeached? Interestingly enough, the political predicament that he finds himself in, and if he does get impeached, which seems kind of looks like it's going in that direction, which is a complete and utter waste of time, but that's another story for another day.
Yeah, he's not going to resign, so I don't know what the point of it is.
Instead of being in Trump's, according to what I saw, in the last 24 hours about how markets would react if there was to be this impeachment. Apparently, because there is so much now on Wall Street, there's discomfort for some of the same things you were just talking about. That's why I'm bringing this up now. The impeachment proceedings probably would have a positive effect on the stock market, because with somebody being impeached, there's too much of a... the unrest. These guys, the drivel that they listen to and read, and you know anybody who burps up on Wall Street, that causes the market to get on 10 points. So when you look back to when Clinton was impeached in 1998, the market went down, and as soon as he was,
he was acquitted on the charges.
Acquitted. Right.
Yeah.
Stock market went crazy. And so that's what people are suggesting here, that
I think when they project, I'm assuming when they see an impending impeachment, that it may lead to a removal from office, and then you've got real volatility.
Well,
you know, because then
the
you've
things,
got a vice president stepping in, and I don't remember
but the
when
market,
the last time that was Nixon.
The
probably,
market,
right?
The market seriously dislikes Pence. The market has no use for Pence whatsoever. They don't like him for whatever. I don't even know why, but I'm just looking down here at the cause for euphoria would be stabilizing. Even the impeachment thing sort of stabilizes things. But no, Trump, uh-uh. Anyway, so that's an overview. I want to talk a little bit more about money after these words. 16 after on the DJV program.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I've been taking Garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlic every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or tear up the streets in a Durango. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealer now and save. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 9/30/19. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
I was thinking about the value of money, and one of the kids that works on the farm with me, I was talking about this past summer and how thankful he was for having a job at the farm, and he had a lot of pride. He was a good kid. And so when he went to the bank to cash his first check, he couldn't cash it because he didn't have an account, and he was in high school. And for whatever the reason, there are restrictions for kids. I remember having an account when I was 8 years old in the bank. Do you know anything about not being allowed to have, if you're not of age,
maybe
you can't have a bank
account? If you're under 18, you have to have an adult oversee it. Yeah, I think you have to have a parent.
When
my parents opened a savings account for me when I was a kid, I don't know, probably 8 or 9 like you. And parents, when you turn 18, then it gets turned over to you as an adult. So that's not surprising. Yeah, that's the law.
That's another thing. Well, he didn't know that. The reason I bring it up in part is because I was surprised to learn that. And second, why aren't those sort of practical things like balancing a checkbook or money and its value taught in school? Don't you think that's something else that ought to be taught in school in some finite way? That is a question here of values and how they are taught in part when it comes to values of money, I think, anyway. 21 after the hour.
An example of how another brother can trample, ruin your life, sleep with your wife.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I've been waiting so long to be where I'm going in the sunshine
of your love. Well, this is, and that, by the way, that riff, Victoria, we're talking about Cream off the Air, how, in my estimation, as a jock at that time, this was the beginning of the real, what we call modern rock. Cream and groups like it came around in the 70s, and one of the founding members beside Clapton was Ginger Baker, who's a drummer, co-founded this group, hospitalized today in critical condition. Family announced that the Hall of Famer is critically ill. They've asked Baker's fans to please keep him in your prayers, quote-unquote. The announcement didn't go into detail about the illness, but when a fan tweeted, "This is for real," Baker's account replied, "Sadly, yes, it is." News comes just a month after he celebrated his 80th birthday. Baker, best known for forming Cream in the 60s, late 60s, with Eric Clapton and Jack Bruce, who's been dead for 5 years. The group went on to sell 35 million albums in a couple of years, awarded their first ever platinum disc for Wheels of Fire, an album that came out in 1968. Their songs, while you're hearing Sunshine of Your Love, I Feel Free, White Room, and the Crossroads. They went into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 93. Ginger Baker's known, or at least rated as, number three on the list, Rolling Stone magazine's list of 100 greatest drummers of all time. I'd like to know who number one and number two is, where Ringo is on that list, among other things.
Oh, I'm sure Ringo's in the top five. I'd also...
Buddy Rich, I'd like to know where he is on that.
He would definitely be... Well, yeah, I don't know if he deserves to be in the top five,
yeah,
for sure. I don't know that he would be, but...
Right.
I'd also probably guess John Bonham would be in there.
Yeah.
I don't know who they put it... I'll have to look up who they ranked as number one.
While you're doing that, this is one of their... I've always liked Cream. This is one of the reasons... This song, crank this up, Peter, will you? Yeah. How can you not like this?
I love this sound.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. And you agree with me, this sort of initiated the modern rock era? this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I would absolutely say that for sure.
Yeah. The only travesty here is that they were introduced. They are co-conspirators, if you will, with the Moody's. And they went into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 93. The Moody Blues didn't get into last year, which was a complete outrage. They were all friends, by the way, growing up and sort of having the same. That, a lot of the music, actually, that they created sounded, some of it sounded pretty similar, as they were all sort of friends, as I said, at the time.
Well, do you want the top list here?
This yeah, kind of just quickly, yeah, let's
there
do that.
There are people on here, I don't know who they are, you might have to fill me in here. So number one, I was right, is John Bonham. So this is the Rolling Stone Top 100 Drummers of All Time. Number two, Keith Moon. Number three, Ginger Baker.
Yeah.
Number four, Neil Peart from Rush. All drummers nerd out on him. Number five is a guy I don't know, Hal Blaine.
I know the name.
He apparently he recorded with Sinatra, the Beach Boys, Elvis, the Supremes. He was
a studio guy.
The leader of the Wrecking Crew.
That's why I knew his name. Yeah, it was the Wrecking Crew.
And then number six, Clyde Stubblefield.
Don't know him.
He was in the funk world. Number seven, Gene Krupa.
Yes. Oh, yeah, Gene Krupa during the 40s, 30s, 40s, and early 50s. Great band leader, actually. He's a Buddy Rich. He was an early Buddy Rich. Well, who else?
Number eight, Mitch Mitchell, who played with Hendrix. Number nine, Al Jackson Jr.
Yeah.
He was a Stax record label guy.
Right. Yeah.
Number 10, Stuart Copeland from The Police. Awesome drummer.
Yeah, yeah.
Number 11, Benny Benjamin. Also a Motown
Ringo?
Guy.
Who was Ringo on the list?
Number 12, Charlie Watts from The Stones.
Yep.
Number 14, Ringo Starr.
Ringo. Okay. All right, there it is, the list. That was good. Thank you. A little extra added attraction there, Victoria. 28 past the hour.
This report is sponsored by the NICB. American property and casualty insurance companies are being robbed to the tune of $40 billion a year. According to the FBI, fraud is the culprit. And these criminals are not just stealing from insurers, they're stealing from everyday Americans. That is, until now, the nation's property and casualty insurers have made significant fraud-fighting investments within their companies, such as creating special investigative units. These units investigate suspicious insurance claims and work with law enforcement agencies and the National Insurance Crime Bureau, or NICB, to track down insurance criminals. NICB Public Affairs Director Frank Scafidi.
These criminals will stop at nothing to commit fraud, from staging auto accidents to roofing and towing scams, even workers' compensation slip and falls. Think of your family, your coworkers, your neighbors. All are potential victims. NICB works with special investigative units to keep you and the ones you love most safe.
Find out how you can protect yourself at NICB.org.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it was like when he was under fire during his second tour to Afghanistan.
You know, it almost seems overwhelming for like the first few seconds, but then you just fall into the rhythm of what you got to do. And we had unbelievable leaders and unbelievable training, and really it just all came back to the fundamentals.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Democrats are busy making their impeachment case against President Trump. One focus is the phone call conversation the president had with his Ukrainian counterpart, urging him to investigate Joe Biden. Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise.
They've been investigating President Trump for over 2 years and the entire way making baseless allegations. Speaker Pelosi, the day before the transcript came out, was saying that there was going to show that the president broke the law. And then they didn't have any quid pro quo, all of the things that they were saying.
He was on NBC's Meet the Press. On CBS, Pelosi says it's clear the president was putting the squeeze on the Ukrainian president.
You withdraw a couple hundred million dollars worth of assistance to a country and then a couple of days later say, by the way, can you help me with my campaign? In other words, there's a sequencing there.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The hour now on the DJV program. Doug, Stefan, Victoria, Keelan here without Kara, without Jennifer, but that's okay. We're big and tough and strong, right, Victoria? We can make it.
Yeah, we can make it on Skeleton Crew.
Yes, we can. Johnny Carson is coming to Sirius XM. I find this fascinating. They have set up a Johnny Carson channel that will broadcast the funniest and most iconic audio from Carson's run over 32 years as the host of The Tonight Show. I think that is, there for those of us who remember, who grew up, who loved Johnny Carson, frankly, the show was just, it isn't the same show. It hasn't been the same. Jay Leno was the closest to being able to capture
the Carson era, the Carson feeling, the Carson energy, if you will. But the rest of these guys are just clowns. And so to have, you can, those of us who have, well, I have, I don't know, 30 DVDs of Carson's episodes from The Tonight Show. And as you know, Ed McMahon and I were great friends the last 10, 12 years of his life. And I that helped me sort of live through some of the stuff that I loved. I mean, it was just fun. And that stuff is fun. So I'm trying to imagine. They must have pretty good. You worked at SiriusXM for a number of years. You know how they study stuff. They wouldn't do this if they didn't think there was an audience for it. So
I think on Sirius, this is probably going to be something that would work. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too.
You know, Sirius has a wide range of an audience and age-wise, and so I think, like, I've only seen, you know, the tiniest clips of here and there.
Fancy Nancy would like this. Yeah, right.
I don't know. I'd have to ask her.
Fan?
Not sure, actually. I really don't know. Right. But, yeah, I think a lot of people would probably enjoy that.
So we don't miss any food news. Let's get caught up on some of the latest. I see that Disneyland has added vegan items to their menu there. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm. That's pretty interesting. Obviously, there's a customer demand for it. You know, I mean, for me, I don't eat meat. I mean, I'm not vegan, but I don't eat anything on four legs. Yeah. So if I go to a theme park, I'm left with pretty much just junk food, French fries, funnel cake, or what, you know, something bad for you that tastes delicious, but I can't get anything good because it's all hot dogs and hamburgers.
Yeah,
so,
right, yeah.
If they even just do a veggie burger, I'm fine with that. So, hopefully,
plant-based food options. Every dining location of their U.S. theme parks. 400 vegan dishes available at quick service and table service restaurants in and around Disney World as well. And then they're going to introduce it in Anaheim, which is the California Disneyland, next year. But they've got 602 places to eat in Orlando at Disneyland. Can you imagine that? They've got 602 places to eat there. Wow. And they're going to have a themed vegan approach, Star Wars-inspired Tatooine Tucson hummus.
That's cute. That makes it better. So it's not just like, look, there's nothing worse, and I'm sure, Doug, you've been in this situation, or maybe you haven't, I don't know, but I've been to, you know, if I've been dating someone and I go to their house for dinner and they are all eating hamburgers, and then they're like, oh, well, we threw a piece of fish on for you. You know, it's always an afterthought.
Thanks a lot,
pal.
Oh,
well, yeah, I mean, even my in-laws kind of do that, too. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. They're like, oh, well, here's a vegetarian stuffing for you, or you don't eat the same pasta with meat sauce that we do, so here's a side dish for you. And you always feel, even if you're a vegetarian or pescatarian,
like,
or whatever,
you're a leper,
you are,
or something.
Yeah, you feel like an afterthought. And so I think it's great that they're actually naming items on the menu, because why should everyone else get all the cute themed stuff, you know?
Yeah,
I think it's great.
Right. Nestle has launched a plant-based burger to compete with the Anna Burger. What do they call it? I had one of these.
The Impossible
burger.
Whopper,
the Impossible.
Is what you had, I think, right? At Burger King?
Yeah, and it was good. I never stopped at Burger King in my life, but I heard, I think we talked about it on the air, and said, okay, I'm going to try this.
Did it taste like meat, though?
It did. Well,
yeah,
I
don't know.
It tasted like it. It smelled like it. And so Nestle has launched its awesome burger. The interest in plant-based meat is, I don't know why they call it plant-based meat. Plant-based meat would be from a cow, because a cow eats plants.
Well, if it's plant-based, then.
Yeah.
But then the other big story that came out this morning is McDonald's, Burger King's Impossible Whopper is doing so well.
Yeah.
So McDonald's has actually been toying around with testing their own, they call it the PLT instead of the BLT? No, wait, what's the, I don't even know. The P is plants. So it's plant, lettuce, and tomato is what it's called, the PLT. Now, they're testing this just in 28 stores in Ontario.
Yeah.
And they're going to see how it goes. Instead of using Impossible, which is the brand, Impossible Meat, Impossible Burger, instead of using that, which is what Burger King is using, they're using their biggest rival, which is a company called Beyond Meat. And that Beyond Meat already has a partnership with KFC. They're going to be doing plant-based chicken. I don't know if we talked about that on the air. I know Karen and I talked about it off the air. But so now Burger King or McDonald's is siding up with Beyond Meat. And, of course, their stock went through the roof already this this morning with the announcement of the deal. But, you know, McDonald's is really far behind here. McDonald's, a long time ago, they had the McVeggie burger. And I used to get that, you know, in high school, college. And that, and then it went away. And I have no idea why they got rid of it. It was actually a really good veggie burger. But all these years later, they've really been dragging their feet. So it's good that it's back.
No more. In a moment, we're going to change the focus in conversation. Those of you who are looking for a date, does it work on Facebook? We're going to find out if you've tried Facebook dating. This is something new, I think. So we got an expert, a relationship expert, here to work our way through Facebook dating up next here on the DJV program.
It's iPhone season at Sprint, Polly.
Wow, that's exciting. Switch to Sprint and get
the new iPhone 11 or iPhone 11 Pro with amazing all-new camera systems. And now you can get iPhone 11
for $0 per month when you trade in your iPhone 7 or newer in any condition.
Seriously, any condition.
And with Sprint's 100% total satisfaction guarantee, you can try out the network and see the savings for yourself.
Happy iPhone season! Don't you just love that?
What's not to love?
I just love it!
Celebrate iPhone season at Sprint. Switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone 11 for $0 per month when you trade in your iPhone 7 or newer in any condition. Get yours right now at your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
iPhone 11, 64GB, $0 a month, and iPhone 11 Pro, 64GB, $12.50 a month, both after $29.17 a month credit for 18 months with Sprint Flex lease applied within 2 bills. Requires new line of service. Cancel early. Remaining amounts due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. 30-day guarantee. Select exclusions apply. 30-day activation. Fee, taxes, and restrictions apply.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. The idea that big things come in small packages is certainly true of blueberries. The tiny fruit is filled with healthy stuff and is an excellent example of a nutrient-dense food.
Nutrient-dense food is looking at a quantity of food and kind of the value of the nutrition you might get from eating it.
Dietitian Kate Saratsky says nutrient-dense foods pack a healthy punch, delivering fiber, vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants.
The next question is going to be, well, how much of that do I want to include in my diet?
When you're talking about fruits and vegetables, the answer is a lot.
Not only are they nutrient-dense, but they're low in calories. Still very nutritious, but it allows you to eat a larger quantity.
Be aware, though, some nutrient-dense foods like fish, nuts, and seeds are higher in calories.
And so we'll want to be more cautious about our portions of those foods.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where a few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
And it's 44 after the hour here on the DJV program. Over the years, there have been a lot of developments when it comes to dating and how to date and where to get dates and that sort of stuff. What's the easiest, best formula for you? There are all kinds of different ways. There are apps. I used to do that, but I don't do it anymore. I didn't like it. But I am maybe a rare commodity here. Devin Simone is a matchmaker, a dating expert. So we've got her here to tell us whether to swipe left or right. And I don't even know what that
How
means.
How are you?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you. How about you?
I'm doing well. And you're not that rare of a commodity. There are a lot of people that don't like it.
So
yeah. Well,
you're
listen,
a good company, but
it is what it is. So, well, maybe because of the thing, I don't like to be public. I'm a public figure, and I don't want to be public with stuff. And there's all kinds of uncertainty and a lot of anxiety. But the other side of it is for people who have busy schedules like I do and other folks, maybe you as well, this business of finding somebody to spend time with can become pretty daunting, actually. I guess that's the word for it. So you've got Facebook in your focus because they've got some kind of a new dating feature, do they not? What's going on?
Yeah, so you're right, Doug. It's important that we're efficient with our time. So a lot of us have a lot of things we're juggling, a lot going on, but that doesn't mean we don't want companionship. We don't want someone to share their things with.
Yeah.
And what I love about Facebook dating and what's different than some of the other apps is that you're not spending a lot of time swiping. It's not about, like, fake profiles and who am I, you know, what am I getting myself into. They really wanted to create it so that it feels kind of like what we already do in real life, Doug. So if you have, you know, maybe there's a couple bands that you really like, right, or musicians, or maybe there's types of movies or just activities you enjoy doing or even restaurants. What's cool about Facebook dating is that you can actually start to connect with people who organically share those similar interests. So now if you're already going to get your favorite food, you know, you could meet someone who would want to do that with you.
It also looks to me like if you are, I've been on Facebook, I have three or four different Facebook pages that are part of my life, whether it's my farm or my radio program or other things that I'm interested in. So if I understand this correctly, and I don't claim to be an expert by any stretch of imagination, but it sounded to me, because we've talked about this on the air before, as Facebook introduced this, that you actually see the profile or you can go to the profile of the person who is up. Is that how this works? You have this facebook.com/dating. I know you can go there, and then you put what, then how does it go from there? Explain how that works.
Absolutely. So what's great, so if you're worried about privacy, you have to opt in. Anyone 18 or older has to opt in to utilizing Facebook dating. So you don't have to worry about your friends and family won't see it. It's very private. It's a separate thing, but it's located within the app. So you don't have to go and download one more thing on your phone or anything like that. You can just toggle over and access it, but you'll get to see the profile. So you'll get to see a couple pictures of the person. You'll get to see some interests or groups. You know how on Facebook there are groups? So even like someone who maybe likes your fan page, for example, your farm, you can see that you share those interests, and then it makes it easier to start a conversation. How many times have you ever been online or you know someone and they're like, I don't know what this, okay, so I see this profile, I like this person, what the heck am I going to say to them? Here, you already have a starting point for you to have a conversation like, oh, I see you're really into Doug's farm, or that's great, or I grew up on a farm, like, let's chat about that, and then you can pivot into, you know, turning that into like a real life experience.
Yeah, I think that makes it very attractive. The phone doesn't have to be a part of it. One of the things, however, you made note of a lot of phony baloney stuff and phony pictures.
Right.
Honesty has to pay off here, it would seem to me.
It does. And what I love to, I mean, Facebook has really done their research in rolling this out. It's, you know, they really wanted to take safety into account. They wanted it to be an authentic place where people can meet. So what's cool about it, again, you have to be 18 or older. No one who just created a Facebook profile, so you can't go out. Sometimes you've heard of, like, catfishing where people are fake or phony. They go out and create a fake profile. Here, your profile has to have been up for a certain amount of time, so that way it's real and authentic. See?
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No imposters there. Also, if you've had any Facebook violations, if a profile has been flagged by Facebook for any reason previously, they won't be able to utilize Facebook dating as well. So it's already safer in that aspect.
Facebook.com/dating. Thanks, Devin Simone.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Car talk, the real car, the real thing. Here, I'm Doug Steffen. Nick Miles, who is your auto expert, his website, ourautoexpert.com, has a focus on a lot of things, the Volkswagen and General Motors and Alexa and Nissan recalls, all of that stuff we get to in a matter of moments. It's a really exciting time of year. If you're in the market for buying a car, Andy Solomon has the scoop on retiring models that could save you a lot of money and brand new 2020 models that are making a big splash.
With the new 2020 vehicles arriving at dealerships soon, there are a number of 2019 models that have reached the end of the line. That means great news for those in the market for a good deal. Matt DiLorenzo, Senior Managing Editor at Kelley Blue Book, explains.
Because of the shift to SUVs and crossovers, there's some legendary names being retired. The Ford Taurus is one of them. At one time was the best-selling car in the U.S. The other one is the VW Beetle. It made its return as the new Beetle. So those are some vehicles to shop if you're looking for a bargain.
For those considering a brand new model, here are some of Kelley Blue Book's favorite 2020 cars.
We have a few that we really are excited about, including the new Outback. Kia Soul is really an interesting little vehicle. Lincoln has a new compact replacement for the MKC that they call the Corsair. And, of course, our favorites are things like the new mid-engine Corvette.
For more information, visit KBB.com.
All right, Nick Miles is here with us from ourautoexpert.com. I see Volkswagen has the what they call the ID.3. It's an electric car. Volkswagen
if you translate that from the German, means car for the masses. And
yes,
so,
it does.
What do we have here for?
They haven't been very inventive with their electric car names, I have to tell you, because there's the ID3 and the ID4. I'm wondering if the 5 will be next. This is sort of, I have to tell you, although the VW bug is going away, this is going to be the base for a lot of their new cars in the future. This all electric platform. So it's much more about the platform, Doug, than it is about the actual car itself. We're going to start to see everything from small cars to crossovers coming on this platform. And they're also going to make the platform available to other automakers. If you want to do special project cars and you want to make yourself, you know, a 1967 Mustang with a with a base of a electric car underneath, they're going to just sell you the guts of the car, and then you can make all the fancy parts on top yourself. So it's kind of an interesting idea.
Yeah, $30,000. It's built like it's on a golf hatchback sort of platform.
Yeah.
And they're going to do a crossover SUV on this thing. It's run by a 10-inch touchscreen. It's like being in the cockpit. Looks like being in a cockpit of a plane, in a manner of speaking. Yes?
It does. A lot of stuff that they're doing, actually, we're not going to get in the United States. They know we're not very tolerant of these sort of little, small European runarounds. They know we like our big gas-guzzling trucks. So we're actually only going to get the crossover versions here, the small car versions, maybe in the future. But who knows? You know, like, I'm not going to naysay them right now. I think it's an interesting idea. Personally, you know me. I like to stick to that big, smoky engine.
Me too. Give me my Range Rover. I'm all set after that in my Ford pickup trucks. So, General Motors, the strike, what does that do to the available resources for General Motors dealers to be able to sell? And does it look like this thing is coming to a close? Are they getting somehow close in their negotiations to get these guys back to work?
It's hard to say. I think I don't like the idea that the strike was sort of, you know, I'm tougher than you stance, which I really feel it was. I think the General Motors were like saying, listen, don't mess with us. We'll fire you all. And the union was saying, listen, don't mess with us. We'll shut you down. I feel very much it was
like
that.
The union won.
Yeah. Well,
in that one, anyway.
This is what's going to happen is, you know, they get them with these strikes, they all sell down, they get rid of all their inventory, they furlough a bunch of guys, they get rid of all of these cars they can't sell off the lot because the dealers have nothing else to sell, and then they send everybody back to work. So probably everyone's going to win at the end of the day.
Well, there you go. The folks at GM say they're going to add Amazon's Alexa to the new cars. How many other car brands have that already, or is GM on the top of the pile?
No, you know, actually, they're already in Fords and Lexuses. They already have Alexa in their vehicles, and you can do pretty much everything that you can do at home. Alexa from the home to the car, so start the car, unlock it, find out how much gas or electricity is in the vehicle just by asking Alexa in the home. And then the opposite way around, you can play Amazon streaming music. You can do your shopping while you're in the car, those are things. The only thing that I've found so far, Doug, that's restricted is banking, online banking through your car. Right. Probably security reasons, but you know, you don't want to take your hands off the wheel 100 miles an hour while you make a shopping list.
Unless you're driving a Tesla or something like that, right?
That's not ended well for several people, so I still wouldn't recommend it.
Right, no, it's not like keep your hands on the, what's that old song?
Yeah.
Keep your eyes on the road, keep your hands on the wheel, Nick Miles with Doug Steffen, rautoexpert.com is his website, 59 after the hour.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.